So there's a bit of a thing with a cat in its natural habitat. There it is, behind the grass. And there it isn't.
It never sounds like this at my house.
No. Picture David Attenborough. Alma's house is the opposite.
Yeah.
It is the complete and utter opposite with your new cat, Frank Sinatra. Love the name.
Yes.
It's a busy cat. Look, I've had a busy cat. I've had a kitten. I've got three cats. They get busy, but your cat is special.
Yeah.
That's an ADD cat.
They need to make Ritalin so that I can give it to him.
Animal Ritalin. No.
Drugs will not be the answer, Alma Kapalma.
I have tried everything else.
No, seriously, listen. Alma has tried everything with this kitty. I mean, this cat is... picture the busiest child you've ever encountered times 100. This cat is possessed. It is. Anyway, so you went so far as to get a behaviorist in.
Yeah, well, when your cat pees on your bed 6 times in 7 days, you have a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem.
On your shoes, on your clothes, on your bed.
In your love life, it's a problem. So you got the cat behaviorist in. What do they do? They assess the cat.
Yeah, so she works with animals, not only cats. Yeah. And a lot of it is actually really just good practice. I think you could probably apply it to kids. It's a lot of positive reinforcement, blah, blah, blah. But she also does tea touch massage techniques. And
what's that?
It's I'm not sure. But she rubs him in clockwise directions and people nod profusely when they know what I'm talking about. Oh. But I have no clue what exactly this is. But it did make a big difference when I took him for this on Friday.
If you rub my cat clockwise, it will devour your hand. It'll demolish your hand. That's what'll happen. But you're right, though. There are certain things that are just good practice that just make sense.
Yeah, and I think what the most important thing that I learned is that cats socialize one another. And that's an important thing that we need to learn, that they don't think of us as parents. That we are their pets, not the other way around.
Staff.
Yes, that we are their staff. And I think the other thing is, if you respond to negative behavior in a negative fashion, it just spirals out of control into bad situations, which is what I'm dealing with. So the point is to refocus the energy and the attention into something constructive, scratch post, that kind of thing, instead of saying, no, don't do that.
Oh, is that bad?
Is that a cat? Yeah, you're not.
That's bad.
So, don't respond to negative behavior negatively.
So you must smile and say, don't do that.
No, you pick it up and you move it to a place where it can scratch. If it's scratching furniture.
Makes sense.
Don't, be angry at it.
Yeah.
Pick it up, move it somewhere where scratching is appropriate. And then you can even do things like, so if your cat jumps on your tabletop, you can put plastic on the tabletop so it won't want to be there anymore. So you make it less desirable. You don't react negatively.
Yeah. It's what we've done with Liesl. How we've
No, my patience is already done. And like, when he's so much, come Liesl? On, let me put you now.
Liesl.
Yeah.
With
a nice voice. With a nice voice, Martin. Do it nicely.
We'll give you food.
Yes. Thanks.
Maybe you could help Alma this morning. Maybe let's ask the kids. What about unruly pets?
It's a good idea.
Too busy, you know? Your cat gets too busy or your dog is badly behaved. What do you do? Give us some advice, free advice. We're all about free advice. 084 850 0942 is the WhatsApp line.
Môre julle. Elma, as ek so 'n kat gehad het, het ek dadelik 'n strikkie op hom gesit en hom vir 'n klein niggie of 'n neefie aangepas. Net soos 'n you take it.
No.
It's fine. I don't need it.
No, I'm proud of Alma. She's not that kind of parent who just gives the kids away. Sorry, cats. Who just gets the cats away. Talking about cats.
I'm Martin Bester, Jack Randler team. So if your dogs or cats or any pet animals are naughty, I'd say roll up newspaper, and then if they're naughty, point it at them and they should know that they're in trouble.
Just point it at them, threaten them.
Sure.
Threaten them. I'm hard at gedoen. With a schoon of a beer, some whatever she could grab, threatened.
But I was very scared for where that was going. I'm so grateful that it didn't go there.
We once had a cat who ran for her life whenever she had a plastic bag, and I'm pretty sure there was damage similar to that.
Oh, no, you know what it is? They have very sharp hearing. The sound of a plastic bag is horrific to a cat.
Alma, hele bak. Is it a status? Hele bak.
Och, weet jy, really? Nee. Weet jy, nee.
Hi Alma, ek dink kry vir jou kat 'n maatjie. Maar 'n ouer maatjie wat rustig is. En as dit nie werk nie, kry 'n hond.
And our winning comment for the day so far. Isn't that the advice that you got, though?
So Nikki Elliott, my behaviorist, he does have an older friend in the house. The older friend does not want to play with him because obviously their energy levels are entirely out of whack.
It's not really his friend, hey?
No.
Yeah, the 10-year-old cat is like, No, I'm going to go sit on the roof now. I'm not going to do with this house. So she said, get Frank a friend kind of his own age because the energy levels will be more in sync.
It's the same thing people tell first-time parents, I promise you.
Yeah.
You'll see one day when you have one child, there's going to be that auntie who's going to say to you, hey.
Number two.
Yeah. Say sucker footy of a sissy.
But it really worked with us because if I wasn't there, my sister would have driven my mom crazy.
You see?
Sure.
So, okay. Bottom line is your cat, Frank Sinatra, is getting a friend.
Yes.
You're adopting.
Yes.
So proud of you.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
What are you adopting?
Adopt, don't shot.
Yeah.
Yes, they said since he is a boy cat, a female cat.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. There Have you done the process yet?
We did.
Did you? Did you adopt?
Yes. I went on Facebook in my area and I said, does anyone have a young kitten, you know, under 6 months, who needs a home, preferably a she? And we found someone who had a kitten. And then when we got there, there were two.
Oh. And so she took both.
Hang on now. Did you get two more cats?
Well, we couldn't leave the one.
No,
because
Elma.
They're small and you can't separate them. And if we left the one there, we couldn't pick between the two girls.
Even your voice changed. Oh, no, because you're trying to explain yourself, but all of us are looking at you with those eyes like,
She turned a very healthy solution into another problem.
Yes.
Methinks. All right, so but we'll get back to that on another day.
It's time to get up. And go. Wake up. With Martin Bester. Weekday, 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.